Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Happy rockin' weekend, everyone. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, the weekend edition. Hello, what's up? Just, you know, shout out to everyone worldwide. Good morning, good afternoon, good night to everyone around the world. And let's just take a moment of silence to appreciate one another and to send prayers out and to pray for world peace in our own local communities, our cities, our states, our towns, our countries, like our countries, like America, North America, Asia, Europe, and so on. Let's take time just to pray for world peace and the peace within the universe. So much going on. There's so much going on within our immediate local communities, and then it just worldwide. Special prayers for the people in Oslo, Norway. For those of you who do not know it, you know, yesterday I shouted out and sent prayers and was praising Prince and MPG for spreading love and spreading that funk around the world, touring in Europe and everywhere else, and, you know, going back and forth, bringing the funk back home to the USA. But many of you are aware of the terrorist attack that happened, a couple of terrorist attacks that happened yesterday. But some of you might not know that Prince and MPG happened to have been in the midst of all of that. And they're safe and sound. But my goodness, I was just in shock around noon when I read Chevy Jay's, you know, a member of MPG, and one of his vocalists, and also she has her own band, Black Gypsy, but she was talking about how they're safe now for everybody that had been that was concerned. I had not heard about the terrorist attack, period, at all. I'm glad I heard it from a member of MPG first. Because, you know, I mentioned it yesterday that, you know, that they were spreading the funk and everything. But they're doing fine and they're okay. And the Prince has already rescheduled the dates, the concerts that he had planned to perform this weekend in Oslo, Norway. He's already rescheduled. It's such a sad time to be talking about it, but, you know, I'm just relaying the information that, you know, those that had tickets for those concerts, hold on to your tickets, because they will be valid for the rescheduled shows on August the 2nd and the 3rd. But you probably already know that, but the area is so devastated right now, right? But, you know, we just have to pray for world peace. We're praying for Prince and MPG's and all other American performers who and other friends and relatives who live in those areas also pray for their safety. And I know we know that you all are also praying for our safety over here in America, because it's just so sad that things like that happen in areas that you least expect happen. You know, I mean, we never know where the next a horrific event will happen. So it's just so important for us to always continue to pray and enjoy life. But, you know, always, how can you be prepared for unexpected things like that to happen, though? So I'm not going to just keep rambling, but many of you might not have known about that, because I had not heard about the attack, period. But I just thank God I heard it from a member of the MPG first. About that. And then I thought, because I told Shelby, I commented back and told her, I said, well, I need to tune to CNN and Fox real quick. And so immediately I visit CNN's website, and sure enough, breaking news everywhere about what had happened. So we continue to keep you all in our prayers. You all be safe traveling overseas, and we pray for your safe return back to the United States. And then your safe travels back over there to continue spreading love. Wow. You know, this is not Prince's first time being allegedly in the midst of something like this. You remember the bombing at the hotel in India you know, it was allegedly reported allegedly that Prince was also over there. We know his ex-wife, Manuela, was there also, but also it was allegedly reported that he was also over there also. But, you know, it's just sad that things like this happen to just all of us, just everyday people, you know. Regardless, it's just, wow, what really make people go off like that and do certain things? But I won't go on and on, because all we can do is go on and continue to pray for one another's safety and for everyone to be successful in life. But this is the weekend edition, and pretty much just I'm going to provide a little information to talk about certain things. I've already eaten breakfast, so some of you are probably eating breakfast or working out, exercising. And I hope you enjoyed the song Black Cat. Yesterday, Black Sweat by Prince, and this morning, Black Cat by Janet Jackson. Love Janet. Wow. I mean, I did not miss that tour. I called my late friend, my friend who happened to have passed on, late Chris Neal, Newt. So what's up to all the noobs out there? Graduate of Alcorn State University, SWAC. He and I had so much fun at the Janet Jackson concert when that song was hot, hot, hot. I mean, we just had a blast. So I was thinking about him yesterday because my birthday is coming up real soon. And so that our last conversation, we really talked about our respective birthdays. So I pray to God that I live to see my birthday on August 11th. But I look at every day as Valentine's Day and birthdays also. If no one treats you good on your birthday, at least you should treat yourself good. On my birthday, I make sure that I'm happy on my birthday, and I do something good for myself. If it's something simple or something not, throughout my life, I've had different types of birthdays. Birthdays where I spent by myself, or birthdays where I've spent with a lot of people. But I love to do something different, something that I've never done before. I have the television tuned to the news right now. They're talking about SWAC. Now, I just mentioned SWAC. They're having a SWAC Fest on July 30th at Battlefield Park here in Jackson, Mississippi. On July 30th. So, you know, SWAC, what's up? I posted some and posted on Tumblr and Facebook and my Twitter and tweeted some JSU news a few hours ago, because, you know, we have a new athletic director at Jackson State University, and it's the first female athletic director. So congratulations to Jackson State and fellow JSU SWAC supporters, and Miss Vivian Fuller. I posted her acceptance speech for the, you know, getting the job and being accepted at the school and so on. So you all can check that info out. But speaking of Jackson State, my California friends, especially those in L.A. and the surrounding areas, please support Miss Janice Lewis and Miss Sheila Ramsey. They're performing. They're the big performances that we talked about during the interviews before they left for California to participate in the OperaWorks.org Advanced Artist Summer Program. Well, that time has come. The 4 weeks is over. You know, it's a four-week program, and it's time for them to perform publicly. And so they will be performing tonight on the campus of California State University, Northridge. And the performance is called Zombie Opico Lips, the Opera, featuring the 2011 Advanced Artists. So if you can attend one or both performances, please support the young ladies and support OperaWorks. Ann Baltz is the founder. And I'm going to provide information to you, but visit the website, operaworks.org, for more info. You know, many of you are friends on Facebook with Miss Sheila and Janice Lewis and Sheila Ramsey, and the founder name is Ann Baltz, and even OperaWorks has their own Facebook page, and they also have a, the event they have the performances scheduled for today into tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow's performance is a matinee. So they have that info, you know, circulating on Facebook about the, you know, the events in the events section. Usually if you look on the side of your page, you'll see what events are coming up, or just hit that tab of regarding events, and you can get all the information regarding Opera Works performance called Zombie Apocalypse, the Opera, featuring the 2011 Advanced Artists. Today's performance is scheduled for 7:30, and tomorrow will be a matinee performance for 2 p.m., and it is on the campus of California State University, Northridge. Now, you all know all about these areas I'm talking about. I've only been to L.A. one time, and it was 20 years ago. I'm looking forward to coming back in the very near future, hopefully. But California State University, Northridge, at 1811 Nordhoff Street, Northridge, California. Now, the admission is $25, the general admission. Students, 20. Some of you are familiar with the parking there, I guess. They're parking lot B1. There's a self-serve dispenser parking machine at the end of the lot, and then also parking permits are for $6. But really, my friends that are in the L.A. area are visiting the area, and, you know, you have a few hours, a couple hours, please go out and support the young ladies also. I know Brian White is having a event also. One of my, you know, favorite people, favorite actors, he and Michael J. White also are having a so when you all leave the event at California State University, those of you that plan to go to that event also, then you, I assume you still have time to go to Bryant White's event also. So you all just have a blast tonight in L.A. at that event. But support the young ladies, really. I wish I was there to see this performance, but take a lot of pictures and film a lot of video. So I just wanted to remind you all of that. And I'll feature on my blogtalkradio.com profile the earlier interviews with blogtalkradio.com. It was the first show where I talked about opera music, and I talked about opera music in both of their bios. And then the second show about opera music, I interviewed both of them. I featured my interview with Miss Sheila last week and had it circulating, but I have those interviews circulating online, and also I'll feature it. Right now I have the Prince birthday episode featured, but when I go off the air, I'll go ahead and feature their interviews with yours truly on blogtalkradio.com. But I thank you also for viewing my profile, because it's really good. And I'm looking forward to upgrading my browser so I can talk with you all via the phone. I'm in the chat room right now. There's no one in the chat room right now. And there's some other shows when I go off the air that I like to check out, but I used to be too preoccupied to really listen to them live. But there are some really cool blogtalkradio.com radio shows on in the AM on Saturdays, every morning, but Saturday and Sunday mornings, really cool topics. And not to mention, you all know Saturday at night, I mean, everything, all those shows are on blast. But it was something else I wanted to talk about, the NFL lockout. Yeah, the players, you know, have yet voted. Well, the facility's still open today, though, because pretty much they announced that, hey, there are 31 owners that have agreed on this, and we'll open the facilities today. But will they still open the facilities today? Because, I mean, that's what's important also, with the owners at least having the facilities open. So I hope they keep them open them up today. But my mom and I was talking yesterday. My mother's 79-year-old, been a sports fan ever since I was born. I can remember. She understands and supports the players. She understands their point of view, and I do too. And then I understand them also. They're going to, why vote on something just yet? I mean, I'm ready for the season to start, but then you all put yourself in their shoes also. They want to understand and know, well, hey, exactly. Okay, you all, the owners finally come together and come to terms on CBA, but the players also want to understand and also of certain issues that were on the table and also the concerns of some monies also, you know. So I guess we can visit the NFL, I would say NBA, we can visit the NFL.com website, all of us that are very into this, and check out what the agreement contains. And, you know, it's from issues that you think might be small to very, 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 very important issues. But one issue that they did handle is, you know, creating a new rookie pay system and so on. But, oh, my, more prayers go out, too, to the NFL and New Orleans Saints. Rookie, speaking of rookies, Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram and his girlfriend was in a wreck in Louisiana yesterday morning, late night, you know, early morning, but they're okay. So I guess we'll be getting more information on that, but what's important is that they're okay. So, yes, I have someone in the chat room. Hello to you. I see you. I'm speaking. Happy Rocking Weekend. Speak back to me or say something. But it's time to conclude the show. I might schedule a special show over the weekend. If not, the show on schedule Monday is about Americans and our obsession and our need to live healthier lives and fit lives also. Because a lot of us know what we need to do, but do we do the things that we should do to live healthier and fit lives? Sometimes we just need to take baby steps and change our lifestyles when it comes to health and fitness. So that'll be the topic on Monday. But I thank you so much for tuning in, and God bless you. And what's up? What's up? Like Michael Jackson used to say, let's heal the world. Okay? So thanks again for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. God bless.